Hey guys, just to kind of preface everything here, this episode is the episode that Addison and I decided to give our top five or six or whatever, basically just our favorite portable games ever. But it ended up, because, you know, we're talking about our favorite games ever, and just because we had a lot of stuff to talk about this week, it ended up being really long, about 2 hours long, which we did not mean it to be. But we'll try and watch the time better. But basically what I'm going to do is we're going to divide this episode into two halves. And I'm going to release the first half, which is like the news and what we've been playing and Addison's top games. I'll release that first, and then later on in the week, maybe even tomorrow or maybe even like the next day after this comes out or something, I'll release, you know, my favorite games along with like listener questions and some other stuff. So, yeah. That's that. Sorry it's so long. Whatever. It happens. We'll try and watch the clock a little bit better. We hope you enjoy it.
Nothing, just doing some internet.
What are you doing on them internets?
Well, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tabs open. I got some Facebook, some Reddit / gaming, Demonoid, Destructoid.
Great.
The Wikipedia page for Sulla Torobo.
Yeah.
And YouTube pulled up for that Let's Play that I just posted on your wall on Facebook.
Hmm. Yeah, wait till you get like a man job. It's not like retail or something, and then you'll, because I always have like another window open of like 10 tabs of things I have to have for work as well as goofing around.
Yeah, I can imagine, because that's kind of how it is for me during school.
Yeah.
You would really like my desktop background right now.
Why?
Because it's Godzilla.
Oh. Well, I bet I would like it then.
I have to
admit, I may be becoming a bigger fan of Ultraman.
Really?
Maybe.
The only reason I think I would like Ultraman better... Yeah, I do have this posted on Facebook. Yeah, that's weird. The only reason I would like Ultraman better is just because they get to the good stuff much faster than Godzilla movies do. But Godzilla just holds a special place in my heart.
It's true. Also in Ultraman, I like how the monsters are so weird, and there's like so many different... There's like a new monster every episode. Like instead of Godzilla where there's like, you know, 12 monsters that they always use, you know, there's like a new monster every episode, which gets to the point where you're kind of like, okay, what the heck, narwhal with a drill for a horn, but, you know, whatever.
I don't know, that one sounds pretty good.
It is pretty good, actually. He shoots Ultraman with his blowhole.
I'm sure it's not as dirty as it sounds.
All right, what have you been playing?
Well... I finally beat L.A. Noire, thank God. So that's done. And then one of my coworkers let me borrow Infamous 2, so I've started playing that. And I really, really like Infamous 2. The graphics are a lot better than the first one, and cool. It just is a lot more smooth, and Cole runs a lot faster, and... So you get a better sense of agility with him. I guess I should go back to L.A. Noire for a second and just say that the ending sucked. And as a whole for that game, I did enjoy it up to a point. I just think maybe that game, they should have worked on the mechanics a little bit better, or have just made it a little bit shorter. But I would recommend, like, I know I complain about it like every week, but I would recommend that people play it. I just not sure if I would really recommend somebody spend $60 on it unless, you know, money just isn't an issue for you. And if that's the case, then good for you. But and of course I've been playing Ocarina of Time 3D as well. I haven't made a whole lot of headway there. I'm still inside Jabu Jabu's belly.
Lame.
Yeah, I know. But other than that, I think that's pretty much it for my games of the week. I did today. Konami has a sale going on their iPod Touch and iPhone games. And so for $1, I got X-Men, which, I mean, for $1, you can't really go too wrong. But
yeah, that's true.
The controls are kind of, what?
I said, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. The controls are kind of crappy, and honestly, that game is not that great, but it's totally worth the $1. Like,
yeah,
it's a good time pass, I guess. And I also, for $1, got Metal Gear Solid Touch, which I've heard is not great, but it was a Metal Gear Solid thing I could buy for $1, so I bought it.
I seriously wish that, like, some of that stuff would just get ported to the like, DSiWare shop or just the 3DS shop. I mean, they ported some iPhone games, but I would totally buy some of that for even more than its price on the iPhone store just because of being able to use buttons, you know?
Yeah, so I don't know. I would enjoy X-Men a lot better if it was on an actual system.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded bad. Not what I meant. if it was, like, on something that I could use physical buttons with. Yeah. Not to, I didn't mean to discredit the iPhone as a platform or anything. It's not what I meant.
Yeah. Is that it for you?
Yep. That's about cool. It.
Well, personally, I played a lot more games this week than I thought I would because I had, I'm a youth minister at a church, and I had summer camp this week for 5th and 6th graders for the first half of the week, and then for the second half was 2nd and 3rd graders. And I didn't end up having any 2nd and 3rd graders sign up, so we didn't end up going for the second half. But I was at camp from Sunday through Wednesday. But I actually got to play quite a few games because I've taken kids to camp before, but I've never taken 5th and 6th graders. And they basically just take care of themselves the whole time, especially at this camp that we went to, because there's just stuff for them to do, and it was really well supervised, so I didn't really have to, like, be hovering over them all day long. So I got to go chill in my bunk and play some games during the week. But I had my 3DS with me, so I really ended up playing a lot of my 3DS, but that's no different from any other week. I played a lot of Ocarina of Time. I just beat the Water Temple, which was a lot better. I'll say it was a lot better than the original N64, like playing it on there, but it still sucks. I really did like the remade Battle with Link, though, or Battle with Shadow Link. That was pretty awesome. They, like, remade how he looks, and he looks, like, black with the red eyes, like on Smash Brothers, and that's pretty cool, but pretty sweet. I'm really enjoying it. I'll probably beat it this week, but we'll see.
I love all the just random little details they've added into that game. Like, they spent a lot longer recreating it than I think I originally had thought they did.
Yeah, they did. It's pretty awesome. I'm glad I bought it. But, yep, so there's that. But what I really, really spent the most time playing this week was Dragon Quest V, because I've just gotten sucked into that game all over again. I'm telling you, man, it has to be, I don't know, it has to be, like, one of my favorite RPGs ever. And I keep wanting to say my favorite RPG ever, but I don't know. There's the story is probably better than any RPG I've played, really, just because of the way they tell it and stuff. But it's so good. And I went back and compared it to the Super Nintendo version. And the Super Nintendo version has nothing, because it, like, on the DS version, they've added all these mini games and, like, casino games, and, like, the graphics are just gorgeous. There's so many little enhancements that, like, that they've added to the DS version that the Dragon Quest series has kind of made over the years that, you know, in the fifth game in the series, the first Super Nintendo game, it didn't really have. I love it so hard, dude. It's so good.
So hard.
I really feel like if you aren't playing Dragon Quest V, if you haven't played Dragon Quest V, and you're into RPGs whatsoever, you need to buy this game. You really do. It's just so good. If you're going to play one Dragon Quest game, I'd say probably that one. Or Dragon Quest IX, I don't know. But I love Dragon Quest V to death. That was most of my week right there, and what I've been playing for most of the week. And I got this game, and it's called Little Red Riding Hood's Zombie Barbecue. And let me tell you, this game
is amazing. I mean, with a name like that, there's no way it couldn't be amazing.
Dude, it's so awesome. It's actually, like, it's super goofy, and it's you play as a very scantily clad, well-endowed Red Riding Hood, and her ninja dude friend with panties on his head, who has a gun that shoots shurikens, and it's sort of like a mix between a vertical shooter, and like those old kind of shooting games like Ikari Warriors. Did you ever play that? Like Ikari Warriors or Commando for the old Nintendo.
No. But
it's like they're like vertical like games where you're just kind of walking and shooting upwards, sort of. But they're like you kind of know the kind of game I'm talking about, very arcadey sort of.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, in this, you have like at the bottom of your screen, you have your character, and you use the directional pad to move them back and forth at the bottom of the screen, and then you touch the screen to shoot, and you move the stylus around to aim whichever direction you want to shoot. And you can get different weapons, and there's all kinds of different zombies that come at you. And each stage kind of throws enough mixture at you to keep it flowing. And it originally was a retail DS game that they just ported to the shop. So there's actually a lot of content there, especially for $8. And it has really nice graphics, really hilarious dialogue and music and premise. Like, you keep going through different fairy tales. Like the second stage is Hansel and Gretel, and then the boss is... The boss is a giant zombie version of Gretel, and she's eating Hansel, and she, like, throws candy at you, and I don't know.
How much is this game?
It's $8. But it's pretty fun. I'm really enjoying it, and I've only played it for, you know, like an hour or so. But so far, I really like it, and I've heard that it's really expansive for $8. There's, like, 40 stages or something like that. So it's a pretty good game.
Well, you bought that game I can't pronounce, too, didn't you?
What is it?
Recitator or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. Yeah, I bought that. The sale's having a huge Steam. Steam's having a huge sale. Steam's having a huge Steam. Huge steaming pile of sale. Steam's having a huge July 4th weekend sale. And there's a bunch of stuff. I was just kind of looking through there and I went ahead and bought, it's called Racketeer. Is it Reciteer? I'm not sure how to...
I have no idea how to pronounce it.
I think it's like a wordplay on Racketeer, but I think it's supposed to be Racketeer. Anyway, but it's an item shop RPG, and I haven't even played it yet. I just bought it and then set it to download and came home and took a nap. So I have it now, but I haven't played it yet. So there's that. It was $5, and it really sounded interesting to me, so I really
wanted it. Yeah, I wish I had caught that when it was $5. I'm going to wait during the sale and hope that it goes down again.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, I'll just buy it at 10, I guess.
Yeah. I've heard it's awesome, so I'm pretty excited about that. Oh, wait! I forgot to tell the best games I bought this week.
Oh, you... Dang it. Yeah. I hate you so much.
Okay, so today, on my way to work... Gosh, I'm talking so long about games I played this week, but I really did kind of see it. I've been buying too much stuff, too. So I was going to work today, and I was just like walk, because I work at a church, but I live in the parsonage, like a house behind the church. So I'm walking, you know, to the front of the building to go into my office, and I'm walking to the front of the building to go to my office. I look across the street, and there's someone having a huge garage sale. So I'm like, oh, cool. I'll just walk over there real quick and go check it out, and then I'll walk to work because, you know, no one's there today except for me, so it doesn't matter if I'm late. But I walk across the street, and I'm looking, you know, I always check garage sales for video games because you can find really good deals. I think one time I bought, you know, Castlevania the Adventure for the Game Boy along with, like, some shooter in Super Mario Land for $1 each. You know, I always find really, really good, you know, deals at garage sales. But so I went to this garage sale. I start looking through stuff, and I find a Naruto headband, and I'm like, oh, yes, there's a kid in this house that's a nerd. There's bound to be some video games in here somewhere. And then I found what else did I find? I don't know. I kept finding stuff that just pointed to, like, the fact there's a nerd living in this house. And I found a little sack, and it had, like, some Game Boy games in it, and it had, like, an N64 Rumble pack and an N64 memory card. It was, like, a little Ziploc bag. And I was like, oh, cool, what games are in here? And it had Pokemon Emerald in there. Or not Pokemon Emerald, Pokemon Leaf Green. And Donkey Kong Land for the Game Boy, which is, like, the kind of the Game Boy version of Donkey Kong Country, if you don't know what that is. It had both of those. So I take them up to the lady who's doing the sale. And I was like, yeah, how much do you want for these? And she was like, 10 cents each.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I was just like, what? That's like
Was this family rich?
No. They were kind of hicks, like, I guess. I mean, I live in Cassville. You're not going to find that many rich people out here. But they're just kind of your average Missouri family, I guess. But
like $15 for a used copy of Leaf Green, like maybe even more.
No, it's way more than it's about $25 at GameStop. But for Pokemon,
maybe you're right. I was thinking of Pokemon Red and Blue. Those are $15.
Yeah. And then, for Leaf Green, it's like $25, $35 is what I
use. Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
And then Donkey Kong Land is probably worth $10, I'm sure.
Yeah, at least $10.
Yeah, and I got each of them for 10 cents each. I was pretty pumped about that. So that's all the million games that I bought and played this week, I guess.
Jeez, you got so many games.
But see, here's the thing. Like, I have, and it's bad for me to buy this many games because I know I won't play them as much, and or like some of them I'll play for like an hour and then I won't even like touch them again. Like, you know, a couple of the DSiWare games I bought. So I try to, and it's also just not healthy for someone to just, you know, keep buying stuff like that. So you know, it's stupid for me to buy that many games. And but you know, at the same time, I'm not somebody that ends up spending. I don't buy $60 games. I rarely ever buy a $50 Wii game. I think the last $50 Wii game I bought was like Mario Galaxy 2. So, but I usually, you know, so I really only spent probably like $30 this week on video games, but I got like, you know, what, like 8 games or something like that.
So, yeah. No, you did good.
What was I gonna say? Oh, and I also played Watch Ultraman. I played that.
That's a fun game.
Yeah.
I like that game.
One of my favorites. Anyway.
I'll probably play some of that this weekend.
So there's all that. That was a whole lot.
All right. Jeez. Okay. Let's get into some news.
I guess.
All, like, 2 news stories, I guess.
I have a few, actually. So whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll just get mine out of the way so I can do this thing where I talk for, like, 5 minutes and then you talk for, like, 5 hours.
I hate that.
I'm just saying, like, how we have this back and forth of where I talk for 5 minutes and you talk for 5 hours.
Oh, okay.
So, this week it was announced that Cave Story 3DS has been pushed back for America.
Where's it pushed back to? Do you know?
November 8th.
What?
Yeah. But hey, you know what's really awesome is it comes out in Europe like September, like mid-September. So that's, I don't really understand the big delay there. I'm not sure what's up with that.
It was supposed to come out in August.
Yeah, it was originally supposed to come out in August, and so now it's pushed back to November, but I mean, it sucks, but I'm always kind of, when it comes to video game delays, I'm always bummed out, but I also think, well, that means it'll be just that much better, because I mean,
like Duke Nukem Forever was delayed like 12 years, and I mean it's better. It's better than Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
Right.
That sucks. I think that's good too because look at all the improvements they've made to it just over the last couple months.
Yeah.
When they first showed screenshots, I was like, what'd they do to one of my favorite games ever? But now I'm kind of like, wow, the graphics look great. So if they pushed it back, I'm sure it's because they're doing more of that. They really want to enhance it.
Well, I don't understand why it's coming out in Europe in September. Yeah,
I don't understand
what the big delay there is. Like,
yeah,
they're just like, didn't book up a factory in time to print it or something.
Well, did they push back just the American release date, or did they push back Europe to September as well, or was Europe originally on track to get it in September?
I'm not sure when. I think Europe was probably originally set for September.
So maybe they just pushed back for there. They just haven't said anything.
I mean, maybe, but I think they would have announced it at the same time. I don't know why they would wait, but...
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know. Whatever.
Anyway. So, this week, Kirby's Dream Land came out on the eShop. What do you think about Kirby's Dream Land, Addison?
You know, I don't think I ever played that one. I thought I did until you filled me in that that is a Kirby game where you actually don't absorb enemies' abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't remember which Game Boy Kirby game I played when I was a kid, but it definitely wasn't that one.
You probably played Dream Land 2, which is actually really good. I love Dream Land 2.
Yeah, that was probably it. It's probably a decent game, but I haven't played it, and I don't really have much of any intent to play it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
okay. I mean, it's whatever. It basically feels like, I mean, I have played it, and I remember I was really disappointed when I found out you could only suck up enemies and spit them out as stars. That's like the whole gameplay, basically. And, it basically feels like if you were playing Mario, but you couldn't get any power-ups, is what it feels like. It just feels like a game that you're so used to and, like, has this element of gameplay that you're so used to, but all of a sudden it's like not there and you're just like, if it was a standalone game and it had never progressed into what it is now, it'd probably be good. But like just knowing like what Kirby is now, it doesn't measure up at all. Like you just, and I know I posted something on Twitter saying Kirby's Dream Land sucks. I was just kidding. I was being completely sarcastic, even though I do want Top Rank Tennis on the Virtual Console and I would actually buy that. But I was totally joking, and people thought I was serious. Dream Land doesn't suck, but it's not really good either. Like it doesn't feel like a Kirby game. You can't copy people's powers. So just wait for Dream Land 2. That'll come out eventually, and it'll be way, 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 way better. And you can ride on the back of a hamster, and shoot yes. fire and make him breathe fire. So there's that. So, yeah,
so basically, this week, just buy tennis a second time.
Yeah, just buy tennis again, if you can. If you haven't bought tennis yet, what's wrong with you?
Gift tennis to someone.
Speaking of tennis and eShop updates, my favorite category this week on the eShop was Get Your Tennis On.
Oh, jeez.
Where the games listed, get this, were VR tennis, or something like that, and tennis. Those were the two games listed. And apparently, that DSiWare tennis game is supposed to be pretty terrible. So,
what the heck? What the heck, Nintendo?
Dude, get your tennis on. I think the only reason they listed that category is probably because tennis didn't sell that well, and they were just trying to get some more sales out of it. Because I saw that it only had like maybe 100 reviews or something like that. Maybe not even that much. And every other game they've released has like several hundred, if not thousand, reviews. So,
I think it's because of last week's show. I think they heard it, and there's like the people have spoken. They want more tennis.
Yep, more tennis. I want Top Rank Tennis and Mario Tennis. Those are what I want. I gotta see that title. I gotta see that Top Rank Tennis title screen with the dudes dancing.
So, This sounds like a good enough time as any to announce that we are starting a second podcast, and it's going to be called Tennis Toyed. And every week we'll just be talking about different tennis video games. And no, that's not happening. That will never happen. Oh, hey, this is kind of random, but you should go to the Main Street Vintage Stock and look at the Game Boy games, because I went in there today and was looking, and they have some game. I have no idea what it is, but it was just in Japanese and had, like,
dude, a
close-up of people's faces.
That game is my game.
Really?
Yes, it is called My Friend Chris. That's really funny you should bring that up, because my friend Chris Eppard, the Japanese one, when we were kids, gave that game to me. It's called, what is it, like Virtual Man or Virtual Reality Man or something like that, I think. And he gave that game to me, and I sold it to, I think, Babbage's or something when I was like 12 years old. And I walked into that vintage stock, and it was there. And I was like, what the heck? And I have really, really considered buying it again just because like I remember it so well. And it's like just the fact that it's I don't know how it got there. I have no idea. I'm thinking someone might have bought it from Babbage's and then sold it to Vintage Stock years later, because they've had it at Vintage Stock for like 2 or 3 years.
But, I never noticed it there before.
Yeah, there's a few Japanese games floating around this city that I kind of put out there in circulation because my friend Chris gave them to me. Like there's a Japanese version of Super Mario Land 2 that he gave me. And there was you know how River City Ransom is actually part of a whole series of games in Japan?
Yeah.
Do you know that? Well, there's a Game Boy one that they made, and I don't even know how to pronounce the name, and it's like 5 words long, like Hokatsu, blah, 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 blah. But he gave me that game when we were kids, and it was like River City Ransom on the Game Boy. I sold that somewhere too, so somebody has that as well.
Hmm.
But, so there's that. Anyway,
it's pretty crazy.
Also on the eShop this week. Now that we're totally off topic. Also on the eShop, Nintendo ended up putting out a bunch of trailers, which is cool to see. There's actually streaming 3D trailers, which the first day I tried them, they lagged a lot, but I tried them again later on, and they don't lag anymore, which is nice. But that's really sweet to see, because if I'm going to look at a 3DS game and consider buying it, I'd rather look at the trailer in 3D to see what it looks like, you know. And there's no other way to do that but on my 3DS, so I think that's really cool, and they need to keep doing that. So I was happy that they added some more trailers. There was also some DSiWare games. I didn't really care about any of them except for one that I read an IGN review on called it's called The Last Town, The Dust, I think, or something like that. And it's like a Japanese action
That's
RPG.
That's such a bad name.
Yes, it is. It's like an above view action RPG kind of thing, where you play as someone like in Southern America, a Japanese person's interpretation of Southern America. Like fighting off zombies for like 4 days. Like it goes in day cycles, and you're like fight. It's like an action RPG, but you're fighting off zombies trying to defend people in the town or something like that. And IGN gave it an 8. So there's that.
That sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought about checking it out, but I don't know if I will or not. I'm not a huge fan of the graphical style, because when I say above view RPG, I mean it's one of those games where you're looking straight down on the top of the person's head, which always bugs me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if it wasn't that, I would probably really consider getting it, but it is, which...
Do you know the price?
I don't know. It's not 8, so it's either 2 or 5. I'm not sure.
All right. Yeah, I might end up getting that.
Yeah, check out a trailer of it first, because there is a trailer out, I believe. What other news was there? Oh! WayForward announced their next DSiWare game and their next entry in the Mighty series, because they made Mighty Flip Champs, Mighty Milky Way, and now they're making Mighty Switch Force. And it's being developed by the Contra 4 team, and I love WayForward stuff. They made Shantae and also the two other Mighty games, which are supposed to be amazing, but I haven't played them yet, so I don't know. And they've made Contra 4 and Boinus Blob for the Wii, and a lot of other games I like. So they do a really good job with 2D sort of old school styled games, which is really funny because their name is Way Forward, but they make like old games, old style games. But It looks, they haven't shown any screenshots or anything. They've just shown the character art, but from the way it sounds really sweet. It's like about some galactic police chick, like, and she, the whole gameplay is based around, I don't know, like switching colors or something and shooting and stuff. So I don't know. I'm sure it'll be awesome, but I was pretty excited to see them announce that. They've been marketing it pretty hard already, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, they announced it, I think, on their 20th anniversary or something like that. What else did I have? Final Fantasy Tactics for the iPhone got delayed.
I saw that. I saw that today. I forgot about that.
Yeah. That sucks. It'd be awesome to... I don't own a PSP. I'd really love to see that game, hopefully, maybe, on the DSiWare shop or the 3DSiWare shop. I'd really love to own the original, you know, Final Fantasy Tactics. On a portable console. It's a big game, and I've never really played, gotten that too into it, because it was super hard when I was a kid. But, yeah. I feel like now I could play it a lot better. Whenever. It sucks that it got delayed, though. I can't... It'll be cool when that comes out. If I had my iPhone, I'd definitely be buying that day one. I also read an article just before we recorded this that the Ocarina of Time 3D team, whatever their name, Grezzo or whatever their name was, whoever developed it, they left in the bugs from the original Ocarina of Time on purpose.
Yeah, I saw that actually. I read that this week.
I never heard that, and I just read it today. I thought that was so cool because they thought that it actually like enhanced. You know, like what was it? Because they were saying, okay, let's take these bugs out, and then some people on the team were like, you can't do that. Like, those bugs are awesome. And
yeah,
I just think that's so cool that they left them in. That is like a really neat thing. Let's see, did I have any other news written down? I couldn't really find any PSP or Vita news really that was interesting. So maybe next week. It's kind of like whenever the 3DS was coming out right now. Remember? Because they showed it off at E3, and then there was like no news. So I can't really find much, and the PSP, as usual, doesn't have much going on. So anyway, so that's news. Happy Canada Day and 4th of July.
Happy Canada Day, Crate and Blorp, if you listen. You probably don't. Happy 4th of July, everybody. America.
America. Main topic!
Main topic! Pokemon and Ultraman and tennis.
No, that's every.
Yeah.
That's every topic.
Those are the topics. There's nothing else in the world that matters.
Nope. Dude, what are we talking about this week? Be my guiding angel.
This week we are doing our all-time favorite kick-awesome handheld games of all foreverness. And
these lists are completely final. We can never change them.
Yeah, these lists will never, ever change.
Never. And these are the final lists for everyone. Your opinions and your favorite games cannot be any different from ours.
Yeah, even though we both have different lists, they apply to you. And if you don't like these games, then you're wrong.
Uh-huh.
Because these are your favorite games.
Yep.
So who's going first?
You are. No.
Okay.
You are, because I never shut up.
Okay.
And I want a popsicle, so you go first.
Okay, well, are we doing top five or top six?
Who freaking cares? Just do whatever.
Okay. So I guess we're doing top six.
Yep.
So I'm going to kind of start from the bottom and work my way up. So for number six, I picked Castlevania Dawn of Sorrows for the DS. I really enjoyed that game. I had never really gotten too much into a Castlevania game before that one. I had played them before, but never really got heavily into them.
Did you ever play the original one for the Game Boy Advance?
Yeah.
Aria of Sorrow? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I played that one, and I did get into that one more than I did like the NES one or Super Nintendo one. But for whatever reason, Dawn of Sorrows was the one that really captured my attention. I loved the art in it. The art was fantastic. The music was incredible. And I just really enjoyed that whole Metroid style of exploration throughout the map and getting the new like summon circle drawings and whatever, and the different items and stuff. And the story was pretty good too. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed that game. Next, I have Henry Hatsworth, also for the DS.
Mm-hmm.
That game, for those of you that don't know or aren't familiar with Henry Hatsworth, it's a platformer puzzle game where on the top screen you have Henry Hatsworth and he's exploring typically different like ruins and stuff, and on the bottom screen you have a puzzle game going on that's kind of like a Tetris Bejeweled kind of thing, and you press buttons and switch your control of each screen, and by completing different blocks of colors and power-ups and stuff on the bottom puzzle screen, you unlock like powers or kill like all the enemies on the top screen, or really just keeping yourself alive, because if it fills up then you kind of die. And the platforming was really good, and the puzzle system was really fun. It was just a very creative game, and the characters were original and a lot of fun, and I just really enjoyed it.
I think it's pretty obvious why you would like Henry Hatsworth.
What do you mean by that?
Because it's like, its premise is amazing. Like, you've got the main character who talks like, and he's like a gentlemanly British guy, and then it combines like a puzzle, like basically combines Tetris Attack and like a puzzle platformer shooter. Like, it sounds all awesome.
And something else that was really cool about that game is you would, once you had built up this meter a certain amount, you would hit a button and transform into like this big robot version of yourself and just like dominate the screen and kill everything. And that was always really fun. Yeah. Gargoyle. Henry Hatsworth is like this like older guy with this big mustache, and he looks like really fancy and like British. And he was such a just fun character, and I would really like to see him in the new Super Smash Brothers as like an assist trophy or something. I think that'd be really cool.
I'd really like to see him in a new game, like where they maybe do like a different game type, or just switch it up, or just make the same thing.
Or even I would love a sequel. That'd be awesome. But I don't think it sold super well or anything.
Well, I mean, did you ever play Monster Tail?
No.
Have you heard of that?
Nope.
It's by the same guy. It just came out a couple months ago, and it is another game kind of like that. It is a Metroidvania combined with a Tamagotchi sort of like Neopet thing. And like what you
sounds
do,
amazing.
You raise a monster on the bottom screen, and then you play as a girl on the top screen, and you can call your monster up to attack enemies, and you can also like shoot them using the girl or something like that. It's supposed to be really good, but I haven't played it. I really want to buy that and Radiant Historia. Probably are going to be my last two DS games, but I don't have it yet. So,
yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Actually, I'm very interested in that. Is it like a full-fledged title thing, or is it like a budget game?
It just came out a couple months ago, so you're still going to be looking for it right around probably. Well, I think I saw it at GameStop the other day for $20, but it's because it just came out, so it's not going to be a discounted price yet, but. I don't think it released that widely. So if you see a copy of it, you should probably pick it up. It's going to be hard to find in a couple of years, I'm sure.
So. Yeah, I might look for that at work this week.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, my next pick is Metroid Fusion for the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, yeah!
I was, honestly, like, I had some games picked out for my list, but then I decided that for this list I was going to go with completely original games and not do any remakes.
Yeah.
So, originally I had picked out Metroid Zero Mission, because I really, really liked that game, and in a lot of ways I kind of almost think I liked it better than Metroid Fusion. I at least have better memories of it, but I really, really liked Metroid Fusion as well, though. It was so good, and the story was like dark and really interesting for a Game Boy game. Like, you didn't really see that too often with Game Boy Advance games around that time, and the whole alien suit thing that was like a almost like symbiote-like creature was just really cool, and being hunted by it on the map, and
mm-hmm.
it would just like randomly pop up and chase you, kind of like with a Nemesis in Resident Evil.
Yeah.
It was like one of the few, if not only, Game Boy games that actually like would make me nervous and like actually scared. And I really like that in Super Smash Bros. Brawl, you can play as Samus with Metroid Fusion suit colors.
I really enjoyed Metroid Fusion. I just beat it about 3 years, 2 or 3 years ago for the first time, and it was. A lot of people like dog on it because it was too linear, they say. But I actually liked the direction it would give you, because I feel like when I go play Super Metroid or something like that, it's sometimes really hard for me to figure out what to do next, because I have to try and remember in my mind, like, oh yeah, now I can unlock these kinds of doors. But on Metroid Fusion, it kind of directed you and said, hey, you should go over here now. And you didn't have to right then, but you like it kind of gave me more of a direction of what to do next, and I liked that. And some people didn't like that, but whatever. I guess I like.
Yeah.
A little bit of linearity to my games, and I don't like them to be totally open, so.
Whatever. Yeah, it was a great game, and I really wish they would make another handheld Metroid game, but for whatever reason, they seem to be dragging their butts on that.
Mm-hmm. I really wish they would make a sequel to Fusion, because that's still the latest one in the actual timeline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, that brings us to number 3, and, I would have felt like I had sold my grandma out or something if I hadn't put a Tetris game on this list. Because, I mean, Tetris was the first handheld game I can ever remember playing. And Tetris, of course, is just a classic. So yeah. I picked what I consider to be the best iteration of Tetris, which is Tetris DS. That game was just really fun because you had the original Tetris, and then you had all these different, like, time attack and just battle modes, and had a lot of Nintendo-themed stuff in there, and I thought it was just a super fun game that you could get super addicted to and just get lost in, and I don't think it got enough... I don't think it got enough hype that it... I think it deserved. I don't ever remember hearing a whole lot about it when it came out, but I really liked it, and I would highly recommend it to anyone. Anything you want to add to that?
I never played Tetris DS, but I've always wanted to. I like Tetris, though.
And then number 2 is Legend of Zelda the Minish Cap.
Yeah!
I know a lot of people will probably disagree with me, but Minish Cap is definitely my favorite portable Zelda game. As we discussed last week, there are a ton of portable Zelda games, and they're all good, some better than others. But I do like Minish Cap the best, with Link's Awakening being a close second, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But Minish Cap was... It was just so different and so zany, also, which can also be said about Link's Awakening, but yeah. I just really liked the art style and the story, and you had all these different like weapons and stuff and items that you don't ever really see in Zelda games typically, and the whole shrinking down aspect and having like your hat be like your companion for the game instead of like a boat or a fairy was a really interesting concept that they went with.
Yeah.
And the whole shrinking down and how that just changes your whole world. They utilized that really well, as we discussed last week, with like how these small insects become enemies at that point, and
mm-hmm.
it's kind of changes how the world looks, and I really enjoyed that game, and it's been quite a while since I've played it, and I really need to play it again, but
mm-hmm.
I do remember just loving that game, and it That's always stuck out so highly in my head. So before I move on to my number one, do you want to say anything about Minish Cap or anything?
I love Minish Cap to death. I never beat it. I never really even got that far, and I would really like to. It's just, it still sells for $35, and I've bought it and lost it like three times. So I find it hard to find motivation to get it again. But yeah, Minish Cap's awesome. It's not my personal pick for the best portable Zelda, but I haven't beat it. So if I've beaten it, I may have even picked that one. So who knows? But
I'm guessing you probably would pick Link's Awakening.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Oh, you're going to play that game?
Yep.
All right. Oh, man. I just leaned over and looked at my DS games because I couldn't remember if I still actually owned Henry Hatsworth or not. And I just saw a game I wish I had put on my list now.
Dude, put it on your honorable mentions.
I'll just say right now, as an honorable mention, I would like to list Jump Ultimate Stars, even though that never came to the States. Jump Ultimate Stars is an amazing, I don't know what you call those, like platform beat 'em up kind of things, like similar to Super Smash Brothers. Yeah, it's like a Smash Brothers clone, and you play as all these different manga and anime characters. You got Dragon Ball Z in there, and One Piece, and Bleach, and all kinds of stuff, and it's, even though it's in Japanese, it's pretty easy to navigate, and there's plenty of like translation guides online. And if you are naughty and use an R4, you can get a translated version.
That's really only one of the I don't really like to recommend people using R4 cards ever, but if you are going to use one, I would recommend getting that game definitely, because I definitely dropped probably over 100 hours of gameplay in that game, and I loved it.
Oh yeah, I've played so much of that. I originally got Jump Superstars from Best Buy of all places.
Mm-hmm.
Like for some reason, our Best Buy just had like some random import games, and like they had that, and they had like a Naruto game, mm-hmm. and I was like, "What? This is so weird." And I saw Jump Superstars there once, and I like did some research on it, and I was like, "Wow, that sounds awesome," and it got really good reviews, so I picked it up and beat it, and then saw that Jump Ultimate Stars was out, and so I imported that. But yeah, it's such a good game. Mm-hmm. Man, I haven't tried it on my 3DS yet. I hope it still works. I'm going to be really mad if it doesn't.
I bet it will, because it's an original DS game, but I don't think, it might, I don't know.
I'm sure my number one is going to be a huge surprise to everybody. And so try not to get too shocked or anything. But my number one is, in fact, Pokemon Gold. Pokemon Heart Gold, to be more specific. Just because they added some stuff. And it's the same game, but, I mean, it's just got some minor improvements and better graphics.
Mm-hmm.
But as I mention every week, I love Pokemon, and Pokemon Heart Gold is just easily my favorite one. I like it the best because you play through this whole original adventure, and you get to the end of it, and after you've beat the Elite Four, you can go back to the Kanto region, which is the region from Red and Blue, and I remember, as a kid, when I first played that, I was just like, what? Are you serious? I have, like, a whole nother game still, pretty mm-hmm. much. And then, so, like, you get to go through and beat all the gym leaders from there, and they have different Pokemon, and there's different things have happened in the Kanto region, and you just see all this different stuff. And the reason I love Pokemon so much is the whole exploration aspect of finding all these different things on the map and talking to everybody, and then also the whole strategy behind building a team, and how the way different stats and attacks complement each other, and I could just go on and on, but like I've said many a time, I love Pokemon. Pokemon Heart Gold is my favorite Pokemon. I've loved sorry, I've loved all of the main series Pokemon games, and I just like actually beat Pokemon Black probably, I don't know, 3 months ago or so, and I loved it, but it was really, really good, but Pokemon Heart Gold is still my favorite, and
yeah,
probably will always be my favorite.
Yeah, I remember whenever Ruby and Sapphire came out, I had huge shoes to fill because of how high my expectations were after, you know, Gold and Silver. I couldn't even imagine it getting any better, and they didn't really fill it well at all. And so after that, after Ruby and Sapphire, I still got excited for Diamond and Pearl, but then I wasn't really, whenever I got them, I was kind of like, yeah, these are okay, I guess. And then when I saw that Heart Gold and Soul Silver were getting remade, I remember we recorded a podcast when it got announced. That was the first episode
of Magicoid,
and we were so pumped. But I just remember, painful memories. I played it for like 80 hours. I had like 80 hours of gameplay, and then my DS got stolen.
Yeah.
And had Heart Gold, and that was gone. And I bought Heart Gold again, and I still have it, but I've really only played it for like 3 hours because it's so hard to go back to it after. It's not like the first time I played Gold when I was a kid, you know, and I beat it all the way through and did everything, and then, you know, it's like, yeah, good memories, I'll play through this again. It's like, I never finished this, and now it's like, I'm going to have to play 80 hours to get to where I was before, and it still won't be the same, so, but whatever, I'm sure I'll play through it again. Anyway, is that it for you? Are those all yours?
Yep, that's it.
Awesome.
What?
Huh? I didn't say nothing.
What'd you say?
I didn't say nothing.
I thought you asked me a question.
No. All right, so that's the end of this week's episode. Well, not this week's. It's the end of the first half of this week's episode. I will go ahead and post the other half at some point, maybe in a couple days. So I guess you'll see it on Twitter, or you can, you know, you'll see it on iTunes or our blog or wherever you check us out from. Once again, sorry it was so long. It's just what happened. I really tried to cut out as much as I could, but, you know, whatever. I'm sorry I talked so much in this episode. I'll probably talk quite a bit in the other one, but whatever. Anyway, something I cut out. I cut out a couple games that I played this last week. I'll just go ahead and mention those real quick. One of them is called Anonymous Notes from the Abyss or something like that. It sucks. And then I downloaded Xenonia. It's not that great. So that's all that I cut out, really, that really matters to you. So don't buy Anonymous Notes. It sucks. All right. I will see you guys in a couple days. I love you.